give us some hope. Because Harry Belafonte, in his 90s now, he's an angry man. He's still angry. He knows that the civil rights movement, in which he was absolutely instrumental, it did not succeed at nearly all that he hoped. The struggle is long. So what do you do? He says. He says, it's not so much where your anger comes from, it's what you do with it. And what do? You sing your song, and then you give it away. You take it from the top, and you keep singing. This is this call to an imagination, a thread of beauty that I try to run through this dark story, because I think if we're going to find our way through the Trumpocene, it's not going to be by returning to some normal that was never that great, but by following the model of these long ago singers, in many ways, unfortunately forgotten, but had a vision of a liberationist politics, which can meet fascism in a way that Chuck Schumer, say, cannot.
Jeff Charlotte, we want to thank you so much. The book, The Undertow. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh.
You're tuned in to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM and streaming on the web at kboo.fm.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available at our website at kboo.fm. The Engineering Committee meets on the first Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. This month's meeting will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland and online through a public video conference. Masks and proof of vaccination are required at this time. A public link and phone number to attend the meeting virtually can be found on our website at kboo.fm. Please visit our website to verify if a meeting is being held.
Connect with your favorite community radio station on social media.
Our Facebook page is facebook.com/kboomradio.
And follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/kboo.
We also have a YouTube channel at youtube.com/kboo radio.
We also provide content to the free music archive,
an interactive library of high quality legal audio downloads.
That's at freemusicarchive.org/curator/KBOO.
You can find all of this and more on the KBOO website, kboo.fm.
Thanks for listening.
Can't get good reception of KBOO on your radio? Just type in www.kboo.fm on your PC or laptop and click on Listen Live. We're just a mouse click away.
Hey, yo, this is Clipping. You're listening to KBOO.
Welcome to Sojourner Truth. Thank you for staying with us. This is your host, Margaret Prescott. Today, how small and large individual and collective acts of courage can make change, and how social change movements impact each other. We focus on how this played out in creating the largest anti-war movement in the United States during the Vietnam War era, and how that movement changed the U.S. civilian support for war. What was the draft resistors movement and its impact? What was the relationship of the civil rights campaigning and the anti-war movement, specifically the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, known as SNCC, as well as SNCC's influence on the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King? What role did Muhammad Ali play, and what was his impact? What were the Winter Soldier hearings? The war in Vietnam was the longest running U.S. war at the time. Over 58,000 U.S. troops were killed, and the deaths of Vietnamese, at least 3.1 million men, women, and children, and many more injured. Decades after the war, resulting injuries are still being felt today. Let us go now to hear the voice of Lyndon Baines Johnson, the president during the war, and the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. Let's go to that clip now.
Make no mistake about it. We are going to win. And we don't plan to let people pressure and force us to divide our nation in a time of national peril. The hour is here. I pray God that America will hear this before it's too late, because today we are fighting a war. I'm convinced that it is one of the most unjust wars that has ever been fought in the history of the world.
It has been said that I have two alternatives, either go to jail or go to the army. But I would like to say that there is another alternative, and that alternative is justice.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Muhammad Ali has just refused to be inducted into the United States Armed Forces.
I just don't think I should go 10,000 miles from here and shoot some black people that never called me nigger, never lynched me, never put dogs on me, never enslaved me, and I just can't go over there and shoot them people.
You won't fight for your country. What? You refuse to go into the...
I'm a minister of my religion. This country has laws for ministers.
You know, Muhammad Ali is really important in this, because when Ali refuses induction, there's a famous column in the New York Times written by Tom Wicker where he just wonders out loud what would happen if you had 100,000 Muhammad Ali's. If you had 100,000 people who were prepared to do what Muhammad Ali just did, you would bring this war to a stop. So the draft resistors set that kind of as a goal.
It took an all-white jury less than a half hour to find Muhammad Ali guilty of all charges and specification. He was sentenced to the maximum, 5 years in prison, and was fined $10,000.
No, I won't be your friend. No,
I find nothing amusing or interesting or tolerable about this man. He's a disgrace to his country, his race, and what he laughingly describes as his profession. He has been found guilty. He is out on bail. He will inevitably go to prison, as well he should. He's a simplistic fool and a pawn.
Do you share the same concern that Muhammad has for his draft status?
Oh, I certainly do. My views on the draft are very clear. I'm against it. And I think the sooner our country does away with the draft, the better it will be for everybody.
All righty. And there you heard first Lyndon Baines Johnson, then the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, and of course, Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali, a draft resister who had a big impact on the anti-Vietnam War movement. We will also hear the voices of Stokely Carmichael, who later changed his name to Kwame Ture, Joan Baez, Father Daniel Berrigan, Daniel Ellsberg, Mark Judd, David Harris, and of course, we'll be hearing more from Muhammad Ali and other lesser known men who risked prison to resist or who resisted the war in Vietnam. And we remember all of the anti-war campaigners and all of the veterans of the Vietnam War and their families, including my brother, by the way. And we remember the people of Vietnam, but also Cambodia and Thailand impacted by the Vietnam War. And we dedicate this show to Joe Majlish, a Southern California draft resister who continued his activism against war and for social and economic justice until the time of his death on March 16th, 2022. We live in a global world. We're all interrelated. So on Sojourner Truth, we work to bring directly to you news and views on local, national, and international policies and stories that affect us all. And we draw out how those of us most impacted, women, communities of color, and other communities are responding. We also discuss the interrelationship between art and politics. Now for our news headline.
For Pacifica Radio, I'm Christina Onnested. Donald Trump made history as the first former president to appear in court on felony charges yesterday. He appeared in a Manhattan court where authorities unsealed a 34-count felony indictment. They're all linked to a series of checks that he wrote to former Fixer attorney Michael Cohen to reimburse him for his role in paying off adult film star Stormy Daniels, with whom Trump allegedly had an affair, though he denies it. Those payments made over 12 months were recorded in various internal company documents as being for a legal retainer that prosecutors say did not exist. Eileen Alfandari has more.
District Attorney Alvin Bragg said Trump conspired to illegally influence the 2016 presidential election through a series of hush money payments designed to stifle claims that could be harmful to his candidacy.
Under New York state law, it is a felony to falsify business records with intent to defraud and an intent to conceal another crime.
The indictment contains new details about a scheme that prosecutors say began months into Trump's presidential candidacy in 2015 as his celebrity past collided with his presidential ambitions. It centers on payoffs to two women, including porn star Stormy Daniels, who said they had extramarital affairs with him years earlier, as well as to a Trump Tower doorman who claimed to have a story about a child he alleged the former president fathered out of wedlock. Bragg said Trump had violated New York election law. Bragg said the crimes were felonies in New York State, no matter who you are. But one of Trump's attorneys, white-collar criminal defense lawyer and former federal prosecutor Todd Blanch, dismissed the charges.
The indictment itself is boilerplate. It doesn't allege any federal crime, any state crime that's been violated.
District Attorney Alvin Bragg.
True and accurate business records are important.
The next court date is 8 months away, December 4th, less than a year before the 2024 election. I'm Eileen Alfandari.
Trump slammed the judge and prosecutor in his New York hush money case before a crowd at Mar-a-Lago after his court hearing in New York, where Judge Marchand had warned Trump to refrain from rhetoric that could inflame or cause civil unrest. Trump told his supporters in Florida the judge hates him and targeted the judge's wife and daughter as well.
I have a Trump-hating judge with a Trump-hating wife and family whose daughter worked for Kamala Harris and now receives money from the Biden-Harris campaign and a lot of it.
Trump called District Attorney Alvin Bragg a failed DA and claimed his innocence. He also called Special Counsel Jack Smith a lunatic. Smith is investigating the classified documents that Trump withheld and took to him to Mar-a-Lago and the January 6th insurrection. He also called Atlanta District Attorney Fannie Willis investigating Trump's attempt to overturn the Georgia election results a racist. An election for progressives in Chicago, former teacher and union organizer Brandon Johnson won his bid for mayor. Johnson, a Cook County commissioner who was endorsed by the Chicago Teachers Union, defeated former Chicago school CEO Paul Vallis, who was endorsed by the police union. Johnson will succeed Lori Lightfoot, the first black woman and openly gay person to be the city's mayor. A victory for Democrats on abortion rights in Wisconsin as voters elected a Democrat to the state's Supreme Court, ending its conservative control for the first time in 15 years. Milwaukee County Judge Janet Protasiewicz also spoke in defense of voting rights and won in a landslide with 55% of votes, more than 100,000 votes than rival Republican Dan Kelly, who consulted for Republicans that sought to challenge the election results in the state in favor of Trump in 2020 and expressed pro-life views.
Today's results mean two very important and special things. Yes. First, it means that Wisconsin voters have made their voices heard. Yes. Yeah. They've chosen to reject partisan extremism in this state. And second, it means our democracy will always prevail.
The court is expected to decide a pending lawsuit challenging the state's 1849 law banning abortion that went into effect after the nation's Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade last year. It was the most expensive judicial race in U.S. history, but voters in the state narrowly elected a Republican to the Senate, giving it a veto-proof Republican majority that could vote to impeach Protasiewicz. Israeli forces have bombed Gaza, targeting Hamas military sites in the latest escalation of violence between Israel's government and Palestinians. Tensions after Israeli police stormed the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem's Old City, firing stun grenades and beating Palestinian youth who hurled stones and firecrackers during sensitive holiday seasons. Palestinian militants in Gaza responded with rocket fire on southern Israel, prompting repeated Israeli airstrikes. The violence came as Muslims mark the holy month of Ramadan and Jews prepare to celebrate Passover at their third holiest site, which they call the Temple Mount. Such confrontations at the contested holy compound sparked deadly cross-border wars between Israel and Gaza's Hamas militants last year. Earlier this week, Israeli forces killed a Palestinian man outside the Al-Aqsa Mosque who tried to break up what witnesses called the soldiers' harassment of a woman. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in Poland to visit the president and prime minister.
This is Margaret Prescott,
since Russia's full-scale invasion last year.
The Vietnam War lasted from 1955 to 1975.
MiG-29 fighter jets that Zelensky has lobbied Western allies for. More than 10 million Ukrainians have fled into Poland. Some 1.5 million have applied to remain since the war.
I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for Pacifica Radio. Had many long-term effects. Many people develop cancer, and there are many reported cases of birth deformities. Today, there are over thousands of deformed children in Vietnam because of Agent Orange. Most veterans from Vietnam today are also suffering as a result of Agent Orange. And we had that actually in my own family with my brother and also some of his children suffering from the effects of Agent Orange. And yes, it does go from one generation to the next. Now, U.S. involvement peaked in 1968 when more than 500,000 servicemen were deployed to Vietnam. After 10 years of fighting, the U.S. suffered over 58,000 troops killed, 150,000 wounded, and 1,600 missing. The losses for the Vietnamese were even worse. At least 3.1 million men, women, and children were killed. Many more were injured and thousands exposed to the U.S. chemical weapons I mentioned earlier, like Agent Orange. And this has continued to cause medical problems for Vietnamese and also U.S. soldiers who were in Vietnam and who were exposed. The Vietnam War resulted in the largest anti-war movement in the U.S. that until the date of the war. And this anti-war movement was greatly influenced by the civil rights movement. Now, televisions brought uncensored images of wartime violence into U.S. homes, further influencing the growing polarization of public opinion. And indeed, what the United States has done since then is they have restricted images of war, what is actually happening on the ground, in particular by U.S. troops, to be seen by people in the United States. Also, the Winter Soldier investigation was a media event sponsored by the Vietnam Veterans Against the War from January 31st, 1971 to February 2nd, 1971. And the intention was to publicize war crimes and atrocities by the United States Armed Forces and their allies in the Vietnam War. The Winter Soldier investigation was really not covered that much or hardly at all by mainstream media, but Pacifica Radio was there. Now, out of the minimum, the millions, 1.5 million at least, killed during the war, including U.S. troops and volunteers, there were also tragedies and killings that happened within the United States. Attempts to suppress anti-war actions often bred violence, such as the case of the killings that took place at Kent State University, where two students were killed, and also some Black students were killed on another campus as well. Four were killed, and nine others were wounded. Now, today, we are going to be digging deep into that movement. As I said in the introduction, we'll be looking at who the draft resistors were, the anti-war activists, the role that draft resistors movement played in that war, but also how one movement impacts the other. For example, the civil rights movement, and in particular, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, had a huge impact on draft resistors and on the Vietnam War, as well as well-known figures such as Muhammad Ali and, of course, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. We are in Fund Drive at this station, and I have to raise $2,000 during this hour, so here's what we're going to do. Premiering on this hour a film called The Boys Who Said No. We're premiering it here. It is a $120 pledge. That's $20 a month over a 6-month period. I need 17 of you calling 818-985-5735 to get that thank you gift. And I can assure you that if you try to go online and purchase this film, The Boys Who Said No, on Bullfrog Films, you will be charged $350. So please take advantage of this special agreement that we have with Bullfrog to be able to offer it to you for as your thank you gift for supporting this show, supporting this station. 818-985-5735. Please pledge in the name of a Vietnam vet that you know. Pledge in the name. We're dedicating this show to Joe Majlis. Why? He is one of the people, leaders in Southern California, who was a draft resistor, very active in it, and he continued to be active in the social justice movements until his death of March 16, 2022. So we want to remember Joe today. We are also offering up, incredibly, only available from Pacifica by calling 818-985-5735, The Winter Soldier Investigation, Then and Now. It's a 2-disc MP3 CD set. It has 33 hours and 3 minutes. And it includes the January to February hearings, Winter Soldier hearings, really only covered and carried by Pacifica. We've recorded the entire thing. And then Disc 2 has another Winter Soldier hearing, this time on Iraq and Afghanistan, featuring testimony from U.S. veterans who served in those wars and occupation. That also, interestingly enough, surprisingly, because it's really a lot of information, $120 pledge. But if 8 of you call and pledge to get both the Boys Who Say No DVD, as well as the 33 plus hours of the Winter Soldier hearings, that pledge level is $240. That's $40 a month over a 6-month period. So please call us throughout this hour. What I'd like to do now is actually quickly go on to, let's start with track 2 from The Boys Who Said No.
Daily, the war was brought to our front rooms on the television. So, I mean, there was no excuse.
TV was very instrumental in influencing how I felt about the war, documenting horrendous footage of Buddhist monks burning themselves in protest.
Now, this guy lit himself on fire because of this? What's going on here?
And that famous picture of where the police chief was shooting the guy in the head.
Napalm bombs obliterating villages.
The young girl with the napalm on her back screaming, running down the road. It's like,
I mean, geopolitics aside, I don't care, what the plan is in terms of who rules the world and all that, but don't practice that kind of violence against innocent people.
And there was a connection that I started making. These are American boys, and I'm going to be asked to do this too.
The day's operation burned down 150 houses, wounded 3 women, killed 1 baby,
we put ourselves really on the wrong side of history. I mean, it was a betrayal of our you know, great love for our country and our patriotism to be out there torching, you know, villages and to carpet bomb.
We dropped more bombs on Vietnam than were dropped in all theaters of World War II. It was a carnage of unbelievable scope and savagery.
The question I think we all faced is our moral responsibility to confront what was happening over there. This was not going to be my war. The issue was, how do we go about stopping it? You know, not how do I save, you know, my ass.
I'll never forget it when I was a Cub Scout before I got thrown out. This was in 53, maybe. World War II was still a fresh memory for all the adults. They had the 16-millimeter film of the kamikaze attacks on the battleships in World War II. And my father was sitting there, and he's a very conservative guy. Not a Quaker, he's not a pacifist. He designed missiles during World War II. And every time that one of these planes would burst into flames or those spiraling down into the ocean, a cheer would go up. And my father put his hand on me. And he said to me, "Don't they understand human beings are being burned alive?" Just a simple sentence. And the romance and the valor of war was just sort of stripped away.
The romance and valor of war stripped away. That is from the film, The Boys Who Said No. It is the first documentary film to profile the young men and women who actively opposed the military draft and in order to end the Vietnam War. And indeed, they did succeed in ending that war. The film shows how their personal and collective acts of nonviolent resistance, risking arrest and imprisonment for as much as 5 years, were a critical part of the anti-war movement, intensifying opposition to the war and eventually forcing an end to the draft. There was a draft at that time, as well as the war. 818-985-5735. Pledge your support for this station, KPFK, or for this show, Sojourner Truth, and your thank you gift will be this DVD, The Boys Who Said No, Draft Resistance and the Vietnam War. You could either pledge to support this station or you could purchase it online from Bullfrog Films for $350. Okay, so you could make your choice there. Also, for a $120 pledge, an exclusive to Pacifica, the Winter Soldier hearings then and now. It's a two-disc MP3 disc, over 33 hours. The pledge level is $120. Trust me, no other media organization has this because they didn't pay attention to it. And in fact, when John Kerry was running for president and his opposition wanted to discredit him, they went to the Pacifica Radio Archives and extracted some of John Kerry, who then became Secretary of State, some of his testimony. He was fiercely anti-war at that time and spoke about the racism of the war, among other things. 818-985-5735. 33 hours of the Winter Soldier hearings on two discs. One of the discs about the Vietnam War, the other disc of Winter Soldier hearing about the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. Again, 818-985-5735. What I'd like to do now is to quickly move to another track from The Boys Who Said No on the impact of the civil rights movement on draft resistors and on the anti-war movement generally. Let's go to that clip now.
Disobedience in some form or another will always be there as an incredibly important tool. It's where it all starts. I mean, the eye-opener for me was Mississippi. I was a civil rights worker in Quinton County, Mississippi in 1964.
And the experience of seeing what was under the covers in America suddenly gave you a whole new perspective.
There are five counties in Mississippi, each at least 57% Negro, in which no Negroes at all are registered.
You know, Quitman County, where I was, there was a 70-year-old woman, walked into the registrar of voters, said, I'm going to register to vote. They arrested her, threw her in jail, tortured her with an electric cattle prod. Finally let her out of jail. She walked out the front door of the jail, walked down the block to the registrar of voters' office, walked in and said, I'm going to register to vote. You know, there's enormous power in that, you know, and transformative power.
This courthouse belongs to the people of Dallas County. And these are the people of Dallas County, and they have come to register. And you know this within your own heart, Sheriff Clark.
Courage is inside. It's always in there. It's just waiting to come out. And what you have to do is you have to make a commitment to some principles much larger than yourself, the ideals of justice and freedom and peace. And faith and courage is contagious.
Just the incredible impact that single people taking their lives into their own hands and refusing to accept the conditions that have been enforced on them, just how powerful that was.
No lie can live forever.
Yes, sir.
Because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice.
Yes, sir.
These sit-ins were full of young people, and then it got to be weigh-ins and anything that was a public facility, young people took those things on. When the sit-ins were at their largest point, 50,000 students across the nation had been sitting in. And so those principles and values are the kinds of principles and values that went into SNCC. And I felt a part of that. We were on the road to making a change and making a difference.
Many of the draft resistors had been involved in SNCC. They had gone south to Mississippi or Alabama or Louisiana in the early 60s. And so that's incredibly important as they plan their strategies and tactics. After suddenly experiencing America in the wrong, as one did in Mississippi, it was possible to evaluate the war they were asking us to fight, and it bore no resemblance to what I thought Americans were supposed to do.
I thought, this is wrong, and why cooperate with it? I'm not going to do that. And, you know, you're young, and you're optimistic, and you're naive, and that's probably what it takes, you know, to see what right and wrong is.
I needed to find a way of following my conscience, and this is just my own personal decision that I would not kill people. So I cut up my draft card, put it in an envelope with a note saying that I was no longer going to cooperate with Selective Service.
All righty, the number to call is 818-985-5735. This is an incredible story. It is the first documentary that was done focusing on those who had the courage to stand up against the Vietnam War, those who burned their draft cards, who mailed them back to the Department of Defense by the thousands, it turns out, by the end of that war. The anti-war movement was growing. The Chicano moratorium in 1970 that took place in Los Angeles. You see also in that clip you heard about the interrelationship between the draft resistors who were trained in the, particularly the Southern Civil Rights Movement with the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, how one movement lends power to another. Please call us at 818-985-5735. We will send you, as if you pledge at the $120 level, your thank you gift will be the DVD, The Boys Who Said No. Alternatively, you can go online and purchase it for $350, okay? So I need to make my goal this hour. I need at least 17 of you calling and pledging just $20 a month over a six-month period, and this will be your thank you gift. Trust me, it's something that you want to see. The footage is amazing. You hear the voices. You will hear voices, Joan Baez, Mandy Carter, Daniel Ellsberg, Michael Ferber, Michael Foley, who did a lot of the narration, David Harris, Martin Luther King, Muhammad Ali, Cleveland Sellers, Dr. Benjamin Spock, Bob Zhao, so many more. 818-985-5735. If you could call and pledge at the $500 level or $1,000 level, donate this. You know, here we are yet in a time of war. The United States have gotten very slick now. The Department of Defense, the government, they're not showing you images of atrocities or killings that happen as a result of wars in the U.S. They've really limited that. They changed that since Vietnam because they saw that people turned against war. The romance and valor of war was stripped away by these images. I need some phone calls coming in. 818-985-5735. $120 pledge will also get you the full 33 hours of the Winter Soldier hearings on two MP3 CDs. That's only available by calling us here. Okay, and those are members of the military who participated in the war, their combat tours in Vietnam, 100 Vietnam veterans testifying, anguish, emotional testimony, describing the atrocities they participated in or witnessed, including rape, arson, torture, murder, and more. War, what is it good for? Please call and pledge in the name of a Vietnam vet that you know. 818-985-5735. A pledge level of $240 will get you both the DVD. The Boys Who Said No, that online is, the cost will be $350 today, a pledge level of $120. It will also get you the pledge level of $240. That's just $40 a month over a 6-month period. Will also get you the two discs over 33 hours of the Winter Soldier hearings. A really an encyclopedia, both of these, of the war. Let us go on now to another track where you will hear about the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee coming out against the war, their influence on Martin Luther King. You'll hear the voice of Stokely Carmichael as well as the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. Let's go to that clip now.
We knew that the war was escalating, and for SNCC, the draft became and the war became a significant issue.
The system that the United States has allows for black people no alternative but to become hired killers. The only way out of a society is through death. They don't have jobs in the ghetto. Their only out is to try and make it in Vietnam. That's the fault of the United States.
And so at that point, SNCC said it's time for us to go ahead and release the statement that African Americans should not engage in the war in Vietnam, period.
We are not only opposed to the war in Vietnam, we're opposed to compulsory conscription. Now, we're against the draft for anybody, black or white.
It went on to say that for all African Americans who are being drafted, we encourage them to take the option of saying, hell no, we won't go.
Hell no, I ain't going.
Everybody came out and condemned this. Every civil rights organization, every single person that you could think of for having a position against the war in Vietnam.
Tommy, brother, it's Sammy, man. Sammy, how you doing, brother?
You hip to the war, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm hip to it.
Let me give you a little insight on what's happening, man. This is the Vietnam comic book.
We had a printing press that was capable of doing books and magazines, and so we did a comic book on the war, and we took it out in the minority communities.
It's pretty hip, man, you know.
And people could understand very simply what you were doing, why you were doing it, and how it impacts them, and why it is that they need to know this information in order to empower themselves and step out on faith and have that kind of courage to make a stand against the war in Vietnam. I was one of the people who decided to file suit against the Selective Service System offices in Georgia and South Carolina. we found none of the employees African-American, but there was a disproportionate number of African-Americans who were being drafted. We all in SNCC began to feel the pressure from the FBI and the military. I was then drafted, and I did what we had asked other people to do, and that was say, hell no, I'm not going to go. They ended up sentencing me to 5 years in the federal penitentiary. But we also began to, in our communications, have more and more discussion and dialogue with Dr. King, and began to ask, when was he going to make a statement against the war in Vietnam? He was not prepared to push it. He had an organization, and that organization had to be willing to accept the consequences. I mean, that was a tough issue to take on. But when Dr. King came out with the position on the war in Vietnam, he called Stokely and asked him to come and bring me along, that he had a message that he wanted us to hear.
When Dr. King came properly to see Vietnam, he grabbed it, and I'll never forget it. He gave a speech on Vietnam in his church in Atlanta on a Sunday morning. That's I correct. Went that day.
You were there?
I went. I sat right there.
Yes.
That we have been wrong from the beginning of our adventure in Vietnam. And I don't know about you. I ain't gonna study war no more.
Now, I know from my time with King that he really didn't do anything until he prayed on it for a long time. So this must have been a long one for him. And in fact, that cut the lines between him and the White House overnight, as soon as he left this rather safe area for the administration of civil rights and switch over to the not so safe.
Okay, so here is the deal, people. I have 19 minutes left in the hour, and I still need to raise $2,000. I really need you calling us at 818-985-5735. If you don't give a darn about the war resistors, about the war in Vietnam, many more lives could have been lost if it were not for that movement. You know, but you do care about alternative radio and keeping making this station sustainable. You care about this show. Please call us at 818-985-5735. Pledge $40 a month and you will get both thank you gifts that we are offering this hour. The DVD we're premiering today, The Boys Who Said No. If you try to purchase it online, it is $350. We're also offering the Pacifica Radio Archives, Winter Soldier Hearings. It's two discs over 33 hours, not available anywhere else. These are exclusives that we're offering today. 818-985-5735. This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth. My brother was in Vietnam. Our family paid a very heavy price. He and his family still struggling with health issues. Millions of people in Vietnam still impacted by the napalm there. And, you know, right now, the U.S. is in a position of really trying to reestablish war as something that is, you know, is a good and useful thing. But in, listening to the war resistors, they said the romance and valor of war was stripped away. 818-985-5735. Now, here's what time it is. Let me tell you why we are going to need this show, why we are going to need KPFK and Pacifica Radio. The Supreme Court has struck down Roe versus Wade. Y'all hearing right now? The Supreme Court has struck down Roe versus Wade. They've also held up the right to carry handguns. I mean, this is the time we're living in the United States. The material that I'm offering today shows about how one movement can impact another, but it also shows how individual and collective acts of courage can make a change. We need alternative radio now more than ever. 818-985-5735. You know, we just don't need, you know, I hate to say this, but if I was now spouting some wild conspiracy theory about COVID or offering you some miracle cure to something, the lines will be ringing off the hook. You have got, you know, how many people on the streets of Los Angeles today who are Vietnam vets suffering PTSD because of what they went through in the war? We need to carry on their voices, their experience to the next generations, people. This isn't any time to be messing around and to be playing around. This is serious business right here now. And if this station goes under, we're going to be left with right-wing radio. That's what we're going to be left with. I don't like to do these fun drives, but I'm very happy to be able to offer the material that I'm offering to you. Please, I need at least 8 of you calling and pledging at the $240 level. Don't let me down by the top of the hour now. I've got 14 minutes left. And what I'd like to do, I'm going to have to skip some clips here, and I'd actually like to go right to track 9, where Nixon, who ran as president, being anti-war, lying to people, claiming that he wanted to bring down the war at the same time that he was escalating the war. This is how it works, people, okay? We're in a very dangerous time here in these United States, a dangerous time in the world. And we need y'all to wake up. Don't be like Sleeping Beauty and sit on your hands and wait for somebody else to save KPFK or save Pacifica or support this show. We're depending on you to do it. Call 818-985-5735. Pledge at any amount. If you could pledge $25, you can become a sustainer, ongoing sustainer. Pledge at the $500 level, make it a matching pledge. Pledge at the $1,000 level, you don't even have to get the 33 hours plus of Winter Soldier hearings or the exclusive Boys Who Say No. You could decide not to get a gift at all, make it tax deductible, and your name will go on the tree of life in KPFK. I need some of those pledges coming in right now. All you peace and anti-war activists, where the heck are you? The Chicano moratorium, the journalist who was killed, that moratorium was against the Vietnam War because you had Chicanos, you had Black people disproportionately being sent to the front lines in Vietnam. Somehow racism always seeps into this mess. 818-985-5735. Let us go quickly now to a clip. Nixon, after lying to the U.S. people about bringing down the war, decides to invade Cambodia, and then the price students at Kent State and Jackson State University paid for protesting these actions. Let's go to that clip now.
I have concluded that the time has come for action. Tonight, American and South Vietnamese units will attack the headquarters for the entire communist military operation in South Vietnam. This is not an invasion of Cambodia.
10 days after promising to withdraw another 150,000 American troops from Vietnam, President Nixon, on his own authority and without the advice or consent of Congress, decided to widen the war. The intervention in Cambodia triggered sharp and strenuous protests in the United States, mainly at hundreds of college campuses, most notably at Kent State University. National Guardsmen senselessly opened fire into a crowd of demonstrators, killing 4 students and wounding 9.
4 dead in Ohio. 4 dead in Ohio.
Just days after Kent State, 2 African-American protesters were killed and 12 injured by police at Jackson State College in Mississippi. The Cambodia invasion sparks a wave of anti-war and anti-draft action. Draft wards across the country are ransacked. Tens of thousands of draft files were burned, which permanently eliminate those men from the call-up. 4 million students go out on strike, shutting down campuses nationwide.
This campus is on strike to reconstitute the university as a center for organizing against the war in Southeast Asia.
Within a month, 25,000 draft cards have been turned in nationally. Within a year, Over half the inductees at the Oakland Induction Center refused to show up when called.
After all, how would you like to be in Vietnam in 69 and 70 when every couple of months more thousands are coming home? Ultimately, everyone's going to come home. It's pretty clear. This war is going on and on and on. These draftees are more and more distressed with what's going on. And there was a breakdown of morale.
And the war drags on.
I think also on a very practical level, we created a phenomenon which ultimately threatened the government's capacity to wage the war. I mean, by 1970, they were drafting three people to get one foot soldier. You know, by 1970, the spirit of rebellion that had motivated the anti-draft people had made its way into the military.
I haven't fired my gun since I've been here. I don't like it that way.
It's the Woodstock generation coming to Vietnam. Killing for peace just doesn't make sense.
How long the war goes on, how long it lasts, how long the public has tolerance for the way that it's being prosecuted, those things are dictated by many factors. But draft resistance, it certainly helped prevent it from escalating dramatically, and that's no small thing.
Very few, even scholars today, really have it in their minds that that war could have been even worse than it was.
The war could have been even worse than it was. And you know, as bad as times are right now, they could even be worse, people. You try to just escape. You become complacent. You don't support alternative radio. You sit on your hands, and guess what? Things could get a lot worse. We can't just depend on the White House. We can't just depend on Congress. We have to depend on each and every person to do something. Okay, we have got to build a movement. That is how change happens. And the material that I'm offering today shows exactly, are great examples of that. 818-985-5735. I know all y'all upset. I'm upset with the fact that the Supreme Court has struck down Roe versus Wade. That is the news, but you don't have to just run to your television and turn it on. That's the news. What you need to do now is to call 818-985-5735. So far, we have pledges of $305. That is a bloody disgrace. It's a disgrace, given the more than 58,000 U.S. troops that were killed in this war. It's a disgrace for all of the vets who are still suffering as a result of this war. It's a disgrace that the United States has gotten away with not bringing images of war to try to undermine an anti-war movement. You know, after the Vietnam War, a lot of people thought, oh gosh, this is the end of war for the U.S. because the public has no appetite for it. Well, you know what? They got slick, and they don't even like to show on television the coffins coming home. You see them occasionally, but you don't see the devastation of war, unless it's done by somebody else. They'll show you the devastation that was done by the illegal invasion of Ukraine by Russia, but they're not going to show you the devastation of wars that the United States supports. This is a whole lot of crap, people. And without us being informed, history is going to repeat itself. Our rights are going to continue to be stripped away, whether it's voting rights, whether it's a right to choose or something else. If you're a person of color, you go out the door, as Dr. Horn says, it's like playing Russian roulette. You don't know if you're going to come back dead alive, attacked by some white supremacist, or have a very bad encounter with systemic racism and law enforcement. 818-985-5735. I have 7 minutes left, and I have to believe in you, the Sojourner Truth listener. You know, I can't, it's just unbelievable to me that people would prefer to escape in their own little world than face reality. You know, in that last clip, they said, the Vietnam War, a lot more lives could have been lost. You know why that didn't happen and why the war had to end? The war ended when it did. It was because there was a movement on the ground that forced the hand of policymakers. That's the only thing that's going to make change, people. It's not going to be some pill that you take. It's not going to be going to just see some, you know, escape movie. That's not it. You know, if you want a democracy, you got to be active in it. 818-985-5735. I'm a disappointing $305. I'm asking you to pick up the phone and pledge right now. 818-985-5735. $120 pledge will get you the DVD, The Boys Who Said No. $350 if you try to purchase it online. It's the first documentary film about the draft resistors in Vietnam War, the very first one, okay? And $120 pledge will also get you 33 hours of the Winter Soldier hearings, only captured by Pacifica Radio. The rest of the mainstream media outlets, they didn't give a darn about these hearings. 818-985-5735, or go and pledge online at kpfk.org. Don't let me down now. If two people call and pledge at the $1,000 level, make it a match, make it tax deductible, that'll put me out of my misery right now. But let us go now to a short clip from The Boys Who Said No about the impact of big and small actions. And you'll hear about from Muhammad Ali, who paid a huge price for him resisting the draft. 818-985-5735.
Impact, which I thought saved hundreds of thousands of lives. Virtually everything that people did had some impact at some time, whether it's a large demonstration or a civil disobedient activity, or whether it's burning of draft cards. All of these things, at one time or another, had some impact on decision makers and on the flow of opinion during the Vietnam War.
And that's where social change comes from, is when I step outside of my usual boundaries and start to take some kind of further action. There are people watching that, and they might take the same action.
The effect that people have standing up for their own rights can transform people who are coming with the opposite point of view. And that's a critical part, I think. It's the importance of a personal example.
Has it been worth it?
Well, yes. I mean, I haven't really lost nothing. Many people are doing what I did, and they went to jail for it, and you don't read about them. At least I was a case that the world watched. And if I had went to prison, I would have been a famous celebrity. I would have gotten fan mail. I would have got credit for my stand. But what about the people who nobody knows, and they're doing it? So I look at them as being more great, I would say, than I am.
Oh, wow. Muhammad Ali, who paid a huge price for refusing to fight in Vietnam. Muhammad Ali said, "The Vietnamese never called me the N-word. Why am I going over there to kill the Vietnamese?" 818-985-5735. This is the last call for this material. I sadly am way behind in my goals, so I can't offer this material anymore. I was premiering The Boys Who Said No. I'm very glad to premiere it too, because I honor those draft resistors. I know that that was the anti-war movement that ended that war in Vietnam. And then, you know, today folks are complacent. They think that if they send a tweet or, you know, an email to somebody, that's gonna, you know, make the difference. That certainly helps, but we need a movement on the ground, and the material I'm offering reflects just that. 33 plus hours of Winter Soldier hearings of women and men in the military speaking out about what they saw in Vietnam, about what they saw in Afghanistan and in Iraq. 818-985-5735. $120 pledge will get you one of those thank you gifts, either the DVD or two MP3s of Winter Soldier, which is an exclusive to Pacifica. A $240 pledge, just five of you calling now and pledging $240, and we will get to our goal. 818-985-5735. This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth. I'm remembering Joe Majlich, who died earlier this year. He was a draft resistor. He was based in Los Angeles. Some of you know him and know of his work, lifting up all of the Vietnam vets, lifting bring up all of the anti-war activists right now. I need you calling 818-985-5735. War, what is it good for? Don't let them get away with it. They're continuing to strip away at our rights. Let us look at the civil rights movement. Let us look at the anti-war movement. I'm now at $455, but you know what? I need to raise another $1,500 by the top of this hour. So if there's one person who is a person of goodwill out in Beverly Hills or Palos Verdes or South Pasadena or Malibu who could call and pledge $1,500, now is the time to do it to help us to make our goal. This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth. I'd like to thank Alicia Vargas, who worked really hard in preparing this show. Today's board up, Gary Baca. Stay tuned for Democracy Now! I want to thank all of you who called and pledged. Remember to stay well and safe and keep calling us at 818-985-5735. Thank you for listening and pledging. This is your host, Margaret Prescott.
KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM and streaming on the web at kboo.fm.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Lady Sings the Blues, a tribute to Billie Holiday 2023, on Saturday, April 8th from 8 p.m. to 10:45 p.m. at the Alberta Rose Theater in Portland. The 16th annual Billie Holiday Tribute brings together musicians of many genres to pay tribute to influential jazz singer and songwriter Billie Holiday. Performances feature Marsha Hocker, LaRonda Steele, Arietta Ward, and more. Again, that's the 16th annual Billie Holiday Tribute Night, Lady Sings the Blues, on Saturday, April 8th from 8 p.m. to 10:45 p.m. at the Alberta Rose Theater, 3000